question was asked, one witnesses how an older grandparent is being taken advantage of. Should one really interfere? And this is a complicated question. Obviously, it depends on how much the grandparent is being taken advantage of. But provided that we're talking about like the case that was given, where the issue is that a child or a grandchild will ask for monetary help without trying to work things out on their own, or the example that was given that children will not respect the religious orientation of their parent or grandparent. So in this area, there are a few points to remember. Firstly, we're accustomed to thinking of things in terms of Judaism as absolutes. We know that one of the philosophical concepts of Judaism is that just as God is absolute and there's absolute truth in the world, so too there's absolute good and absolute bad. Not every action has to be absolutely good or bad, but there definitely are actions which are good or bad. When it comes to dealing with people, we have to be prepared to view things in a more pragmatic way. Meaning, let's say an older person is living with their son or grandson and they're getting a lot out of it. And in truth, the son is also getting a lot out of it. He's getting free rent. So let's say you have a grandparent who's 85 years old and the son who's living there is 45 years old and they're getting free rent and food. And then you witness how the son time and again is going to ask, "Dad, could you give me a little bit of money to cover my gas, cover my dates?" And here and there he takes all kinds of perks from the grandparent. Firstly, that's the grandparent's right. It's their money. They could do whatever they want with it. Secondly, even if we'll say that the grandparent might not really want to give that money, but let's say you enter the picture and you make a whole big fight. And you say, "Hey, you stop taking money from the grandparents, go find your own apartment, go make things work," and you start making an issue out of it. Let's say that child is going to move out. Did the grandparent gain or lose? Could be the grandparent lost a lot. It could be that the grandparent knows what's going on and they just make a very simple calculation. They're getting a lot out of it. It's not worth making an issue. There was once a grandmother who lost her husband, and when the grandfather passed away, so all her grandchildren, they treated her with less respect. So whereas in the past they'd only show up with skirts, now when it was only the grandmother, so then the girls would show up in pants and shorts, in far less modest attire, whereas in the past they would never do that in front of the grandfather. Now, one of the more religious grandchildren decided this isn't right. So he started making a fuss. And when they'd show up in less modest attire, he'd say, "That's not right. Here, I'll get you a skirt. I'll get you something else." And what he succeeded in doing in the end was that these granddaughters or grandsons and their wives wouldn't come. They're not going to come and make a fight. So was he right? Well, there's a point that he's right. Why not respect the grandmother? They'd have the respect for the grandfather, why not have the respect for the grandmother? He's right if you look at it just black and white, yes or no. Yeah, he's right. Practically, did he win or lose? He lost. So we have to be pragmatic when we deal with issues that pertain to other people. We have to realize that it's in their interest very often, most often, that we don't make a fight. Whether what someone else is doing is right or wrong is their issue. And if the grandparents aren't making an issue of it, so who are we to make an issue of it? What's in our business? The fact that maybe the grandparents are being taken advantage of, if it's in this realm, if it's not a situation where the grandparent, let's say, has $1 million and they're going to take all his money away and leave him penniless, then there you really have to get into the picture and ensure that the grandparent isn't robbed blind. But if it's just an issue like this, where here and there, the son or the grandson is going to ask for some money and the grandparent agrees to give it to them, so what's in my business? The grandparent has a right to give them whatever money they see. they see fit, and it's not my business to intervene. And if they're not respecting the grandparents' religious orientation, well, it's not right what they're doing, but I see no reason to make a fight out of it. None. I think that anyone who makes an issue of it is in the wrong. Because at the end of the day, I think what gives a grandparent the most pain, the most agmas nefesh, is when there's internal fighting. So if in order to preserve the peace, I have to turn a blind eye, just like the grandparent is turning a blind eye, if they chose to turn a blind eye, why am I smarter? So what we said is, A, what right do I have to intervene? B, who said the grandparent wants me to intervene, because maybe they're willfully turning a blind eye? And C, even if I can answer those two questions, I always have to factor that I might lose much more, because if I make internal fighting, if I make a machlokas, then more often than not, I've lost more than I stand to gain. So that's why we should always factor in all those points, and each one on their own is, in my opinion, a good enough reason not to make an issue of these things. Each one by their own merit.